Hello and welcome to Season 2, Episode 13 of the Cannabis Therapy Podcast, your go-to cannabis talk show for news, education, and resources. I'm Jen, but before we continue, please hit subscribe below and give this video a thumbs up.
Subscribe. And I am Earl, and I have been in the cannabis business for almost a decade in growing, processing, and retailing. So you can call me a cannabis entrepreneur. But we are here to learn together about cannabis and cannabis products to get a well-balanced understanding of the same.
Exactly. So today we're going to teach you how to clean a glass piece. But before we get into that...
True. There's a lot of dirty pieces out there.
a ton of dirty pieces.
But before we get into that, Nug News. And we got sponsors. Our first sponsor is Tiggity.
Now you don't need to spell
Look at that, T-I-G-G-I-T-Y. You know why. It is the first therapeutic journal app that allows you to journal how cannabis products affect you batch by batch so that you can find products based upon the batch and their effect. So you look into, you know what, I gotta pick my kids up from soccer. I just want to calm down and relax a little bit. And instead of drinking a glass of wine, you maybe look for something that has a calming effect. That is what the Tiggity app can do for you. It's also brought to you by Craft Cannabis Club. Boom. Craft Cannabis Club is the first cannabis club in Detroit, Michigan for the mature folks who have a passion for cannabis.
Mature.
Who can gather for resources and education and resources. Mature.
I like that.
Yeah?
I like how you put that.
CraftCannabisClub.org. All right. On to the news. So, we're going to stay local. We're broadcasting from Detroit, Michigan, and we'd like to talk about Michigan first. In Michigan news, thousands of acres of hemp being legally harvested in Michigan for the first time.
Oh, that's so cool.
Like right now. Like this is October.
October.
And so what happened was there was a pilot program that the governor put into effect back in March, and those who actually applied and got their pilot program license under an educational program, they were able to plant, and now they're trying to see what kind of potencies come out. They're trying to see what the yields would be, and kind of understand how much profit it would be or how much it will cost per acre.
That's cool.
So yeah, so it's pretty good things. That's cool.
That's exciting. Michigan.
All right, Michigan resident dies from vaping related illness as state remains silent about black market THC. So we're talking about vaping almost every single week.
Yeah.
But this is hitting close to home because there was a death in Michigan and they're saying that it was from a vaping related cause. Don't know true facts or whatnot, but it does bring it to attention. And we talked about it before about kind of know what's in your vape pen.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, how do you feel about this?
It's kind of scary because there is it's such an unknown. And we don't really know, where it's coming from. Because I hear everyone saying, oh, it's the black market. But then some people are saying that, we're getting them from the legal market, selling them on the black market.
Right. Or they're getting it from the legal market and they're using the same methods.
Right.
There is a common denominator. Right now, they're trying to see, it was THC cartridges or it was nicotine. Well, it's really what was the agent that was being cut. Because people have been making cartridges with THC since 2000, at least 2008, 2010, and nothing has come about until about now. So it does make you skeptical to where is it even the legal cannabis industry that's really trying to fight the way of fighting the black market?
Right.
At the end of the day, I don't think more prohibition is going to solve the scenario.
I think more research will.
Yeah, and education about knowing what is in the cartridges, even how to make your own cartridges you know what's actually in them. So I think you're right. Education is more needed than banning because now people, if you're banning nicotine cartridges, then they're going to go back to either smoking cigarettes, which they were smoking cartridges for that, or they're going to try something, or they're going to get cartridges off the black market. Then people are going to stop selling it.
They're going to keep doing it.
So education. Prohibition has not worked. Has anything ever worked
with prohibition? No.
Like if you prohibit rice. Was it going to stop people from,
No, people are still going to do it.
Yeah, I just got to be education and regulation. But more importantly, education. All right, so we're going to go national. All right. Charlie Baker pushes bill that would target stoned driving. This is in Massachusetts and also Boston.
Okay.
Which is Boston is actually in Massachusetts because it's Boston, Massachusetts. You follow me?
I got you.
So the main point of me even bringing this up was that it's like no one gave a hoot about people driving under the influence of cannabis until now it becomes legalized. And all of a sudden, lawmakers now want to have these numbers and these tests.
Right.
I mean, there's really nothing that's really there that's going to tell you if someone consumed within a certain hours. It can tell you the person consumed in a couple weeks.
Right.
Or months. But I just think it's going to create a lot more chaos and a lot more court cases. And yes, the whole point of legalizing cannabis was to prevent people from getting arrested, not to come up with new ways to reinvent the wheel. So hopefully they get off of this stone driving and just do a job to where if someone's impaired, they're impaired.
Right.
I mean, if they're swerving, you pull them over, you do a check, you have a conversation, you make them do tests, and then go from there. I don't think it has to be some kind of numerical blood swap that has to happen. All right. Montana joins. So a lot of people are actually banning, a lot of states are actually just banning e-cigarettes. The latest state to do that is Montana.
Okay.
So there's, again, prohibition. Is I don't think it's going to work because now you're just making a whole new illicit market.
Right.
I know we say black market, but I don't like saying that term too much, so I'm going to say illicit. Okay. Even without reform, banks are increasingly serving marijuana. So there is a bill that's up and coming that's going to make it pretty much black and white how banks can deal with cannabis businesses. But despite that, actually, a lot of banks have been user-friendly okay. with the cannabis industry. So that's pretty cool.
Is it passive? Any banks specifically?
No.
Okay.
I
was just curious.
Yeah. 5 reasons why cannabis should be legally allowed to move between states.
Okay, yes.
Give me one reason.
Well, it just should. Well, because it, like, takes a lot of the fear out for people, like, driving, and it lets people travel with it. Like, if you have, like, let's say when I took Adderall, I could travel across the state with Adderall. But, like, why can't I take my weed with me if that's my medicine?
Right. That's good. Just for simple logistics. Also, like we're talking about e-commerce too.
Right.
So, for example, okay, you can grow oranges in New York, but it may not be as cost efficient as growing them in Florida or Georgia, where the oranges come from.
Florida, Georgia. Yeah.
Or Columbia. California. I mean, wherever it is. Yeah. So, I think that's another thing too. So, I mean, if a new state does come along, it may make sense. If there's a lot being grown in Oregon, then say if Utah wants to come along, then they don't have to set up a whole new infrastructure. They can actually work with another state from that. So,
and like we're all the same country. I don't see why we couldn't.
Yeah. It's just getting everybody to understand that it was a big lie, folks. Marijuana is not evil. It is not. The politicians and the bureaucrats and the business people at that time who influenced it, they had some evil intentions. But it was never about the plant. It was always about the people. Once all states realized that, I don't know, we have a nice little happy, united, weed-friendly state.
I like that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then, like, during elections, the president would be, okay. I'm going too far. Well, that's it. That's it for our news.
Now on to the main topic. How to fully clean a glass pipe.
Fully clean. There's a lot of different pipes that are out there. And I don't know about you, but usually my pipe, if it got dirty, I just threw that thing away.
No, are you kidding me?
I just threw that thing away. Why am I not surprised? So this topic is very important to me. I want to see if this method actually works. But you got Chillums out there. Those are like those small.
That probably, was the first piece I've ever had.
You and probably the first put like time what, a gram cleaned, in it?
Maybe yeah, a gram. Yeah. But that was the first piece I ever tried to clean and I broke it.
I like those.
I like them too.
I like those. And then you got bongs.
Those are like the hardest to clean.
Which is what we're going to try to clean today. You also have dab rigs, which is what we're trying to clean today. You can use the same bong. A bong and a dab rig are kind of similar pieces.
Depending on like the bowl, I would say.
Yeah, true that. And then you got a regular bowl, like a peace pipe. So all those, if you have a bowl at home and it is dirty, and you just, you know what, you tried the isopropyl, you tried the different, you know, heat,
there's
water,
a lot of different ways, but from what we do, we think this one might be the most effective.
Effective and quick.
Yeah.
Effective and quick and something that you can actually want to keep up with. Mm-hmm. And not just throw them away and just go buy another piece and call it a day. All right, let's see. So, step one. Also, some of the things you would need.
Yes. So, you need gloves for sure because even if you don't use this method, when you clean a piece, it's really gross and like your fingers get dirty and it's hard to clean your hand. Then you have to clean your hands.
Especially, I mean, if you touch any of the, even if you use alcohol and you touch that,
it's like
that stickiness gets on you.
Right.
And then it's just like takes forever to clean. It gets on your shirt. So yeah, gloves, good thing. Another thing is we need acetone.
Not nail polish remover, actual acetone. So you can get this at like Ace or Walmart.
Well, then we're going to need kosher salt. This is new to me. I've never heard of kosher salt. And now there is kosher salt and it's needed for this. And this was weird when they said we need electrical tape.
But then once I learned how you were doing it, I was like, okay, that makes sense.
It kind of felt like are we about to break into something? Some robbers. And then paper towel, maybe?
Maybe paper towels, just because you want to like be able to like wipe up if you spill or anything.
So some kosher salt, some acetone. And some electrical tape, and then rubber gloves.
We're ready to go.
And we're good to go.
I'm going to zoom in a little bit. All right, so the first thing you're going to want to do...
Let's try it.
...is take your piece, remove, like, the mouthpiece, or not the mouthpiece, the, oh, wow, that's so sticky in there.
I was hoping
the
actual it actually bowl. Would come off.
I know.
This is my personal pipe, so this is one I would do, typically just throw it away.
Oh, my God, that's so wrong.
Just because, look at this thing. I mean, it's just looking like a little lot of work. It's been taking a lot of, as a horse, it's been carrying me long distances. Okay.
But we're going to get to that bowl part later. I'm going to take this nasty water that was in here and I'm just going to dump it.
It wasn't nasty to me. The water was actually pretty, at the time.
Okay. And now we're going to tape off this part.
Ah.
Can you hear me those scissors?
You want me to? I'm helping you here. I got you. I'll cut. When you say cut. Cut?
Cut.
You're going to need another piece
like
this?
And you're going to... Yeah, I am. We're going to just tape off this end here, where the bowl was. I'm just taping it off.
Interesting.
And I'm going to take another one. Thank you. So, I don't know why. Why do you think electrical tape?
You know, I'm thinking because it's thick and the water will not...
Flex Seal.
Yeah.
Have you seen those commercials?
Yeah. Is that what we're doing?
Flex Seal. I wonder if Flex Seal would work.
Are we going up top too? No.
I'm just going to do one more on this just to like make sure.
She's really making sure that we can
I just want to, because this is like water. Essential to be closed from what I understand.
It's making sense.
All right. Now we got to pour the kosher salt into this.
Pour the kosher salt. Oh man. I remember as a kid, I used to try to get this thing open with my nails. It pops. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. You bet you didn't know that, did you? Okay. Does it say how much?
Just enough. Like, fill it up to... Yeah, I'll just tell you when to stop. It doesn't really give an amount. I think that's good. Let's go with that amount that you have in there.
I like some good salt.
Do not pack it completely full, because you'll need room for the acetone. And then... Okay. So now we need to pour the acetone in. And we need... Let's pour... Does this come off? Is this two separate pieces?
No.
Okay.
I got this.
But like pour it up to like here because we need some air in there because we're going to shake it and we want to make sure that there's enough room.
I got to open the thing. Edit this out.
I love that Earl thinks we edit things out.
All right, cool.
Don't smell it like this. Have you ever taken a science class?
I've never smelled it. Woo!
You always waft.
Do not whiff the acetone. That's not part of the step, okay? Don't do as I do. All right, so I'm pouring this in here?
Yeah, good luck.
She's got to go.
And this is another reason why you want to wear gloves, because, like, I would not want this on my skin.
How much are we,
I'll tell you when.
I'll tell you when.
You spilled some on the floor. Good thing you spilled earlier, so that's good.
All right,
so it's pretty full. It has enough room for like air, and
acetone's legit.
Now we're gonna go ahead and wow, that is strong. I can't believe you just took like a noseful of that.
Wow.
We're gonna tape off this top part.
Acetone. So we have salt, and then we're taping. So we're gonna close the whole top.
We're gonna close the whole thing.
Okay.
And while we shake this, I'm going to get the water going in the back because you have to run hot water because when you're done with the shaking, we're going to clean and rinse it with hot water. So you want the water running because you don't want to put cold water on it. Careful not to tape your gloves in either. Thank you.
Look at that.
It's hard to tell like which side is sticky until you feel it. You can't like look and see.
So yeah, I think the electrical tape is probably the best tape that will help it stay kind of sealed.
Yeah.
Without,
I'm very nervous. I don't want to like shake it and it get all over the place.
I don't want to shake it and it blow up in my face.
It's not gonna blow up.
I got acetone and salt. Is this April Fool's?
That would be so good.
I think it's good.
All right.
So
hold it securely when you
So I'm supposed to shake it like this?
I would say shake it, hold it like this, and shake it, and then like give yourself and then there you go. I don't know how roughly it says to be.
Okay, so I'm doing a little mild shaking. I feel a little acetone.
All right, it says shake for about 2 to 3 minutes. A dirty pipe should be 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Wow, but it's, look, like you can already see the difference.
Yeah, we're going to do a little shake.
And then just like, I'm going to put my hand here because I'm very nervous he's going to smash it on the counter.
Oh, okay, so you get the salt moving around in there.
Right, the salt. So go ahead and try to be a little brave and like... Like, yeah, there you go. Yeah. Oh, is it squirting out?
Well, it was a little bit, little leak. We're good. Just a little leak. But you can see it. No, this is really looking a lot better.
And that was like no work.
And you probably about a minute in. Shaking it back up.
Oh, I'm going to run the hot water.
That was the hot water that she was supposed to run. As I was shaking. Okay. So after this, though, once I'm done with this, we're just pouring this out, right?
That's why you wear gloves. Yeah. Hammer that.
As a little acetone got in your hand, so I'm glad it's not my real skin that did that. So that's cool. All
right, let's go ahead.
All right. So we take some of the tape off.
Yeah. All right. This is just like super cold. Do you have hot water?
Yeah, it should be good. If not, we're going to roll with that.
It'll be fine.
All right. Just dumping all out?
Dump it out.
Can you go take salt in there?
Yeah, we got to take this
tape off. So we're taking both sides of the tape off. All right.
Whew, that smells.
Look at that. Look at that.
Wow.
That is a big difference.
I mean, comparing.
Yeah. I like the method. Wow.
Are you a believer?
I'm glad that we don't have to throw this away. Because this would have been something that we had to throw away. This is cool. I like this. So I'm actually.
I can't believe you really would throw away a piece just because it's dirty.
Just the headache of having to try to clean it was just like, man.
And this is like, this is super nice. So I feel like, yeah, it didn't get everything, but I mean, it did pretty well.
No, I think it did really good. I mean, if a couple more minutes of shaking, they say a really dirty pipe would take about 10 minutes to actually do. And this was really, really dirty. So, I mean, we didn't shake it as nearly as you, how much as you could have. But I mean, you can keep going with that.
Yeah.
But right now, I mean, to me, I'm a believer.
All right, you want to get into token tips?
On to the next segment, token tips. Tip, token. Do not throw away your glass piece. It could be saved. Tip, download the slideshow at cannabistherapynetwork.org. Cannabistherapynetwork.org. Get these slides. Save your glass pieces. Clean all that stuff up. And then smoke clean, live lean.
Those are really good tips.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I got to follow up. I would say if you do this consistently, like if you do it once a week, or even if you want to be lazy, because this has been like this kind of months old.
Yeah.
If you've been lazy once a month and I feel like you'll get a better clean, it'll be easier to clean it. Then you get into the habit of doing it. Like just take all your pieces, clean them once a month.
Yeah. Because dealing with weed does get sticky. No pun intended. But there was pun. And I actually did intend it, so.
Liar.
Well, listen, we post a new episode every Thursday on YouTube. Please subscribe. Check out our channel, Cannabis Therapy Network. And if you're watching this, you probably are checking out the channel. Our podcast is called Campus Therapy Podcast. You can check us out on Facebook, Instagram, our website, the Cramp Cannabis Club, Tiggity. Check us out. We see you soon.
We'll see you next week. Thanks.